Bickley and Marotta want to know, who would you start, sit or cut?
Jarrett, what is that interesting mind of yours cooked up for us?
That's a way to describe it, I suppose. Okay. A lot of talk about the All-Star game. Should have been Paul and Booker, Booker and Paul, just Booker, just Paul, neither or both, blah, 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 blah. So let's look at the rest of the roster, and I ask you, most likely to make an All-Star team in the next 2 years, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, neither.
Ooh.
In the next 2 years?
So not this year, obviously, but next year and the year,
by,
and the year after.
2023?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will start neither. I will sit. I'll sit DeAndre Ayton. I will cut Mikal Bridges.
Dan Bickley, you have just determined the correct order.
Thank you.
Not a knock on either one of those players. The talent pool is not going to get any smaller in the Western Conference.
No.
And I think DA has the higher ceiling statistically, which could jump off the page to you.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's the order. Neither. Starting neither, sitting DA, cutting Bridges.
All right. Devin Booker snubbed again this year. May make the All-Star team anyway. But I'm going to compare him with a couple of other All-Stars and say, if you were starting a basketball team, we're revisiting, we've done types of questions like this, but who would you rather have if you were starting a basketball team? Start, sit, cut. Zion, Luka, Devin Booker.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I'm gonna be Homer.
Oh boy!
I'm gonna start Book. I'm gonna sit Luka, and I'm gonna cut Zion.
Wow. I am going to start. I don't know where to go with this.
It's a tough one.
I would say I'm going to start Luka, sit Zion, cut Booker.
Cut Booker?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Glad I got your back, huh, Book?
Homer.
Zion is really good, but he doesn't seem to be leading to wins, but neither did Devin Booker until this year, so who knows? And it's not like the Mavericks are doing great either. In fact, the Suns have by far the better record than both those teams. All right. Have either of you, by any chance, familiar with the new show Young Rock?
No.
Yes, we played a clip from it.
Yes. It's a new show about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's life as a child, high school, and college. Which of these athletes would you most like to see a show / sitcom of their life when they were young, i.e. a kid in high school? Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan.
Oh, wow. I think I got this one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm starting Michael Jordan for the legendary stories of him getting cut from his high school team. I'm sitting Kobe. Oh, man. This is impossible. Because I think Tiger Woods might have had the most boring story. But how do you...
And you saw a lot of it.
But how do you... Yeah, we've seen a lot of it. But how do you eliminate that influence that his dad had on his life? Yeah, I'm gonna sit Tiger, and I'm going to cut Kobe.
Okay, if this is a question about what we would want to watch, I would start Michael Jordan's sit Kobe, cut Tiger. Already seen all the clips about Tiger.
Yeah, as a kid on the Tonight Show or whatever and all that stuff.
Well, could they spin it into a sitcom-y type thing like they did for Young
That's
Rock?
What I'm saying, yeah. I don't know.
Make Earl Woods this comedic figure? I don't know if they'd be able to pull that one off.
How about Jelly Bean Bryant? All right. We had on Jeff Van Gundy earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Start, sit, cut. Most handsome. Jeff Van Gundy, Stan Van Gundy, Mike Gundy.
We have now reached a new low in start, sit, cut. What do you got, Beck?
I was just... You can just say, I forget the handsome thing. Just how about just rank them in general, their careers.
How about how I like them?
Yeah, how you like them, sure.
I'm starting That's Jeff, right. I'm sitting Stan, and I'm cutting Mike.
Okay.
And then I'm cutting Mike again.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm going to... Yeah, Jeff's more opinionated.
Stan's pretty opinionated.
Stan's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I'll start Jeff, sit Stan, cut Mike Gundy, just like Vinny did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today would have been Steve Jobs' birthday. I don't know if you guys remember the meme from a few years ago where it was like, it was shortly after they had all died, and it was like, 5 years ago we had Steve Jobs, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope. Now we got no Jobs, no Cash, and no Hope.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, start, sit, cut. Steve Jobs, Johnny Cash, Bob Hope.
Apropos of nothing and completely random, and I hadn't thought about it until you said the name,
mm-hmm.
I had a dream like 2 weeks ago where I got a phone call from Bob Hope inviting me to some event.
That is just...
Is the human brain...
as random as random gets.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, how you doing there?
Yeah, I'll start Johnny Cash, I'll sit Bob Hope, and I'll cut Steve Jobs.
I will start Steve Jobs... His products have affected my life more than the others.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So
okay.
I'm going to sit Johnny Cash, and I'm going to cut Bob Hope. And I did accept the offer, and I met Bob Hope in the dream.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Now, was it old, young, medium-age Bob Hope?
It was old Bob Hope.
Hasn't he always been Bob Hope?
I haven't even seen a clip or video of Bob Hope in a million
Neither
years.
Have I.
That's so weird that that would pop.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
The human brain, man.
Yep. All right. Last one here a couple days ago was National Margarita Day.
Mm-hmm.
Start, sit, cut. A margarita pizza. The song Margaritaville.
I'm starting the pizza. I'm sitting the drink. And I'm cutting the song.
I am going to... It's not my favorite kind of pizza, but it's not bad. So I'll start the pizza, sit the alcohol, cut the song.
I'm surprised you don't like that. It's pizza with the fresh garlic and fresh tomatoes and basil.
It's good. I agree with Big. It's good. It's not. It wouldn't be my favorite type of pizza.
Most margarita pizzas I have are tomatoes and basil. I don't detect much garlic in them at all.
Also, neither of you like that song. It's such a fun song to sing along with. I know it's corny and cheesy, but sometimes that's fun.
I just don't like if you're a parrot head, more power to you. I just don't get it. I read an article a few years ago about Jimmy Buffett doesn't even live that lifestyle.
No, he's just a great fraud. He's an incredible fraud.
He's just an unbelievable businessman.
Yes. Yes. I read the same piece.
He saw an opportunity and he jumped on it.
Yeah. I saw the same piece. I'm like, wow, didn't know that.
And I remember reading that and trying to put myself into the shoes or the flip-flops of a parrot head.
Right.
And being, wait, what? He doesn't even believe in this stuff.
Hey, some people say it's a woman to blame. It's your own damn fault for buying those tickets.
That's true. He warned you. That is a Start, Sit, Cut. We do it every Wednesday.